we want to pray before we sing the next song. And being that it's 4th of July, I think it's just, it's natural. I think it's only right that we would pray for our nation. If our nation needs prayers, definitely this weekend. We're in the midst of so much unrest, so much time of turmoil and distress. You and I as the church are to be that city on a hill. The people who are setting forth the example that is needed. So in just a few moments, I'm going to pray. David is not here, so I'm not going to, you know, have that deafening silence and all that. I'm just going to just share with you what we can be praying for. And perhaps you have other things that you want to pray for, and that's okay. You know, the Bible calls us to be intercessors on behalf of our nation, okay? Whether it's in Romans chapter 13, whether it's 1 Timothy, whether it's 1 Peter. And remember, all these were written during times much worse than ours from a Christian perspective. From a Christian perspective, the rulers were very, very wicked, okay? The Caesars back then, it doesn't matter which one. So whether it's Paul writing Romans, Paul writing to Timothy, Peter writing to the church that's in the diaspora, which is the one that's in the spread out, okay, dispersed. The government was an empire that was very anti-God, anti-Christ, anti-even Christian. But yet in the midst of that, Christians are called to set the example by praying. So that's what we want to do. And if you haven't been praying for our leaders, you need to. Not just the nation, like God bless the USA. That's easy said. But what are we asking God to bless? What part of the USA? Okay, the USA that's in complete rebellion against Him? The part of USA that's in complete disagreement with His standards for living? The part of the USA that's in complete rebellion against his statutes and his laws and his way of living. See, so it's not just God bless the USA. It's where do we need to pray? So to entreat, to ask the Lord to do a special work. If you haven't been praying for our national leaders, whether it's our president or vice president, regardless of how you voted. Okay, I prayed for presidents I didn't vote in, but they're still my president. I'm still charged by the Lord Himself under the authority of His word to pray for them. Okay? So when was the last time you prayed for our president, our vice president, their families? These are families. I was thinking about it early this morning. I don't know if I ever want to run for office in the United States of America. Who wants to? They don't pay you enough, that's for sure. But who would want that? Just think about it the last time you criticized the leader. Make believe that's you. Make believe that the first lady is your wife. You see what I'm saying? Who would want that? By God's grace, we still have the office of president. We have a president. We have people still aspiring. And I know with that comes a lot of power. And it's an ego thing. But I'll tell you what. Our national leaders need it. When was the last time you prayed for those members of Congress? Okay, not just for your perspective on what rules they should be making, but as people who need to know the Lord. Okay, they have families. When was the last time you and I prayed for those that are part of God's people in their administration? I mean, I can name some in the Bible that were in part of some very ungodly administrations. Joseph, okay, Nehemiah. For such a time as that, as those times, God had His people in there. When was the last time you and I just took a moment to say, Lord, I don't know them by name, but You do. You have people in their administrations. Let them be influential. Give them what is needed. When was the last time you and I prayed for our governor, our lieutenant governor? Again, regardless of the politics, red or blue or in between. Okay, when was the last time you prayed for our mayor here? I did something different this year, this week, and I plan to do it every week, and I told him I'd do it. I contacted my commissioner. If you live in Pembroke Pines, you only have 4 commissioners. If I'm wrong, Crisady will correct me, because Crisady knows city politics well, and that's good. I'm glad he does. And by the way, he's the manager of the Office Depot there on Pines Boulevard. Every time I mention Chris, I always say that. But Chris knows city politics. We only have 4 commissioners, 4 districts. I'm District 2. My commissioner is Jay Schwartz. Okay? regardless of my personal feelings, it doesn't really matter. I reached out to Commissioner Schwartz and I said, hey, how can I pray for you and your family? He wrote back. Said, listen, I'm committed to praying for you and your family each week. I just want you to know that. I haven't done it in the past. I should have done it, and I've not done well, but I give you my word I'm going to do it. So I keep the text message there. Tomorrow, the next day, I'll shoot him another, hey, how can I pray for you? How can I pray for your family? Not how can I pray for this great city and how to, no. How can I pray for you and your family? So if you're a citizen of Pembroke Pines, let's find out who's your commissioner. Maybe you're online. You go, I don't live in Pembroke Pines. Where do you live? Find out. And in fact, find out who's your local. And then still reach out to Commissioner Schwartz. You know why? Because he needs to know that there's a church. And by church means believers. That are praying for him and his family. I don't know about you, but anyone and everyone in politics would love to hear from their constituents. Or those that know that are affected by them. Say, hey, I'm praying for you. If you need to know how to contact Commissioner Schwartz, just see Chris, see myself. You can go to the website. That's probably where we're going to drive you to. So you can go there. You can send him an email. You can contact his office, whatever it is, whatever contact info is on the Pembroke Pines page. But won't you do that and let the mayor know you're praying? I told Commissioner Schwartz, listen, give my number out to all the other commissioners and the mayor, and they can send me their prayer requests too. I don't want to, I'm not privy to their number, and I don't need to be. But I will pray for them. See, this is what you and I, as good, responsible citizenry, have to do. It's not just God bless the USA. It's not just, okay? It's so much easier to blame, and curse the darkness instead of being the light. And what I want to call you today is to be the light. Not just curse the darkness. Not just say all the wrongs that are happening. No. Be part of the change that you and I need. And listen, as the church goes, so goes our community. As the church goes, so goes our state. So goes our nation. And you and I need to set that example. So I leave you with that charge. And just try and do it. Put a name. Who's your state representative? I didn't know who was my state representative at Florida. In the state of Florida, who was my state congress person? My congresswoman in Congress is Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Now, you want to know how you can pray for people? Pray for those you disagree with politically. Shouldn't stop me. She's still someone created in the image of God that needs God's wisdom and needs from God a relationship with Him. So, it doesn't matter my how I'm registered. I am first and foremost a citizen of the kingdom. And then I'm a citizen of the United States of America. And as a citizen of the kingdom, I pray for those who are in power over me, because the King has instructed me in His word to do so. Amen? So if you're online, listen, I hope I'm seeing some amens. I hope you're seeing already some good morning, church. And we miss you not being here, but let's have just a moment of prayer. And then we're going to sing great is thy faithfulness. Because listen, if it weren't for the faithfulness of God, none of us would be here today. Can I get an amen? Okay, great is His faith. He is more faithful to you and me than we are to Him. Amen? So let me pray. And if you're joining us online, let's pray. Father, we are mindful today of who You are. And in light of that, we assess that we are nothing. You are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Father, we are humbled to know that the only reason we can come before Your throne of grace is not because we are good, but because we are Yours through Jesus Christ. And Father, on this holiday weekend where many are just busy doing their thing, but there's some of Your own gathered in Your name and for Your glory, we come before Your throne of grace and pray for our nation. A nation that is in distress. There's less and less of a United States of America. Father, help us as Your people to be embassies of the kingdom that we represent, to be ambassadors of the King, to intercede on behalf of the nation that You have placed us in. We have brothers and sisters all around the world that do not enjoy this freedom today, that do not get to do what we're doing here, get together in person and intercede together for the nation. But we're doing it here. And we pray that you would continue to be patient with the United States. There's parts of the United States of America that is in active rebellion against you. There's much of what happens in our country, and by that means people, that's what we mean, Lord. You know that. The USA is people who are actively rebelling against you, that they do not want you to reign in their lives. They do not want you to have a say in their life. All this forgetting that you do have a say in their destiny. So we pray that you would be patient, that you would not shorten your hand of salvation upon those who continuously rebel, promote rebellion, promote hatred, promote injustice, promote an anti-God, anti-Christ agenda. Father, we're praying for our national leaders, whether it's our president and his family or the vice president there and his family. Father, for members of Congress, for state leaders and local leaders, these are people, Lord, first and foremost. And to that degree, if they do not know you, we pray that first and foremost you would be pleased in revealing your Son to them. Their time in office will come to an end, sooner or later, whether willfully or not, whether by vote or not, and then eternity stands before them. Father, we pray because these are souls. These are souls. Father, we pray for those within their administration, within local government and state and national, your people who have chosen to enter this world of politics, which can be so crazy and so nasty, so dark. Would you grant them the boldness to be that city on a hill? The salt that you called them to be, the light. That they would be wise in how they wield the influence that you've granted them by being part of an administration. Father, we pray for your people. We pray for our nation. Father, help us to be a little more active in making ourselves known to our local government so they know that there's people praying for them. Father, forgive us for the sin of just complacency and generic prayers and God bless the USA. Well, the reality is you don't have to bless the USA. You don't have to bless anyone. But you've chosen to help us be part of a great nation. A nation that has forsaken you. A nation has turned its back on you. And yet still wants to enjoy all that you would send their way. Please forgive us. Please forgive your church for mission drift. We're forgetting our mission, which is to announce a gospel that reconciles. Father, help us to walk humbly before you, to do justly, to help those in need, pointing them to the cross first and foremost, and then helping them in whatever way we can in word and deed. Lord, thank you for your faithfulness. We sing now that great is your faithfulness. Help us to remember those times where we have been less than faithful, but yet you have remained faithful. We love you. We trust you. In Jesus' name, and God's people said,